Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock here tonight here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. The mouth of the South, Fred Smoot, going to join the program coming up momentarily. Right now, continuing to take a peek ahead. Sunday, massive showdown in L.A. against the Chargers. What do you expect from the return of Jaden Daniels? Couple of numbers on Jaden Daniels that definitely are interesting. I think the key to Sunday offensively, clearly, is going to be establishing the run, getting him as much help as possible. And I think Cliff Kingsbury shares a lot of that responsibility in terms of how Jaden Daniels is going to play and then our expectations for one Jaden Daniels. I think through two games, the splits are very clear when it comes to Jaden Daniels. Splits are very clear when it comes to Jaden Daniels. When he gets the ball out of his hand on time, good things happen. When he doesn't, bad things happen, point blank. So, like, a couple of numbers here that stand out to me. And I keep going back to it because I don't want to be overly critical, but I'm a keep it 8 more to 92. I'm a real dude. I'm not a homer. I'm not trying to look at this through burgundy and gold colored lenses. I'm trying to answer a pretty critical question here. Which version of Jaden Daniels are we going to see on Sunday? Which version of this Commanders offense are we going to see on Sunday? Because here's the thing. Over the first 2 weeks of the season, when we saw Jaden Daniels, if you're just joining us, the numbers are what the numbers are. He is only completing 59% of his passes through 2 weeks. That's not good. In today's day and age, completion percentages of a good quarterback are somewhere in the high 60s, and some guys are even touching a 70% completion percentage. So when I look at those numbers through the first 2 weeks, they tell part of the story. I think in week two against Green Bay, first of all, going back to week one against the Giants, I think he'll tell you, everyone knew it, was not his best performance. I think I gave him a grade of like a B for how he played in week one against the Giants. The ball placement and the accuracy was not there. And I think on Sunday, he has got to be the best version of himself for this team to win. Why? Because I think, and if you all look back at the numbers, this past Sunday in Atlanta, you scored 27 points offensively. It still wasn't good enough to win. You left a bunch of opportunities on the field and you were not able to sustain drives on a consistent basis. This offense has to be able to stay on the field. That will help aid the biggest problem that we all have right now. And that is this Washington Commanders defense. How does this Commanders defense not be the culprit? How does this Commanders defense not cost you the football game if you're able to keep them on the sidelines as long as possible? What does that mean? That means responsible play calling from the offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury. From an execution standpoint, that means running the football. That means staying ahead of the chains no matter what. Sunday in L.A., you're going to need 14, 15 play drives. I'm okay with 3 yards and a cloud of dust football. I just do not want the coordinator putting the quarterback, Jayden Daniels, in disadvantageous situations, point blank. A couple of numbers here before we get to the phones. When Jayden Daniels gets the ball out in under 2.5 seconds this year, he's 21 of 29, has a completion percentage of 72.4. When he is forced to hold the ball for 2.5 seconds or longer, he's 22 of 42. That is a 52.4 completion percentage. Look at the splits. He's holding the ball too long. You saw that, right? Against the Green Bay Packers. And the Chargers play a similar style defensively. They just don't have the pass rush. Well, they don't have Micah Parsons because their pass rush numbers are great. I gave it to you. They are third in the NFL in sacks. Talk about this Chargers defense. So if they can play a bunch of coverage and get after Jayden Daniels with four, I think it'll be a long day. How do you supplement that? How do you stop them from doing that? You establish the run. You keep them on your heels. You get the pocket moved, and you are able to matriculate the football downfield. Do not let the Chargers make you one-dimensional, or it's not going to matter who's under center for the Washington Commanders. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Your expectations for Jayden Daniels coming up on Sunday in his return to action. Athan is in Annapolis wanting to chime in. What's up, Athan?
You know, I think Jayden rebounds. I think that Packers game really skewed his statistics because it was like a jailbreak every other play, and he was under immense pressure. You know, I think he's going to rebound. He's very fortunate, no Khalil Mack. And then on the other side of the ball, the defense goes against no Joe Alt and no Rashawn Slater, among others. But Jayden doesn't play defense. And, you know, Linnell, I heard you talking to Doc earlier, and our best corner is a rookie, a guy who wasn't even here last year who was in college. And then the other guy has a broken leg right now who was on another team. Everybody else was here last year. Everybody else knows the scheme, knows the communication, hand signals. There is no excuse for them not to go out there and win on Sunday. Chargers are wounded like we are, but they are wounded in like major, like left tackle, right tackle, premier pass rusher. We're getting our best player back. We need to protect him with the run. It'll set up the pass, like you mentioned. But if this defense doesn't show up, I don't have any more hair to lose. Okay, so I won't be able to explain it. If they have all these breakdowns in coverage, it's inexcusable because they ain't speaking Greek out there. You got the same guys that were in the scheme last year that are in here this year.
I totally understand it. I do think the offense shares some of the responsibility for the defense this week in particular because of what I said. You got to be able to sustain drives. You cannot let this Chargers defense engulf you the way that the Packers did. I gave you the numbers on the splits when he holds the ball longer than 2.5 seconds. Against Green Bay in week number 2, he was 12 of 24, meaning on 24 pass attempts, he held the ball longer than 2.5 seconds. That's not just because guys weren't getting open. That's also because he wasn't seeing it very well either. I have some doubts and reservations about how he'll be able to play Sunday. But God forbid I come to the radio, I come to the microphone with any sort of objective commentary. I'll get run out of town. He's under an immense amount of pressure going into Sunday because he played like garbage against Green Bay.
He's coming home. I think he'll be Mr. Collective and cool out there. You know, he's got his Juju Watkins. Is that his girlfriend? She'll be at the game probably with him. So, you know, she'll be with Mama in the club box and all that stuff. But keep this in mind also. Mm-hmm. Do you think that 27 points should have been enough to beat the Falcons?
You can say that, but you also got to look at the missed opportunities the offense left on the field on Sunday. They were not crisp offensively. They scored 27
points. With limited resources,
but at the end of the day, certain things should be non-negotiable no matter who's in there. You're averaging 5 yards a pop. Keep running the ball, Clifford. Appreciate you as always, Athan. Let's go to Vic in Accokeek. What's up, Vic?
Now, what's good?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm all right. Look, I just wanted to point this out.
Uh-oh.
you're getting older, so you're not going to continue being the youngest in college.
Yeah, I know. You must have been listening at the beginning of the program. I got you. I know you've been waiting for this moment, though, Vic, because I will give you your credit. When no one, when it was whisper quiet around these parts during the months of March and April, as we were getting prepped for the draft and free agency, there was one caller who was weary about the leader of the defense, and it was you.
Yes, I was. And I will say, I appreciate that. I got hung up on. I got somebody tried to crash out on me on the other station. yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I was told, he did give me credit and said I know football, but he didn't like my calls. But nonetheless, here we go. What I would like to see our defense do is what the Packers did to Jaden Daniels. I've always said this. I've said this for years, since I was in high school playing football. I don't care if it's Joe Montana. I don't care if it's Tom Brady. I don't care if it's Steve Young, Brett Favre. If you cover the field and the field where the routes are being run and you rush four with violence, you make any quarterback normal. You can even make them pedestrian if you're sacking him more than twice in a game and you're hitting him. That's what they did to Jaden Daniels a couple weeks ago against the Packers. And that's what they're going to try to do this weekend. We need to do the same thing on defense.
But, Vic, let me push back here, Vic. Our pass rush is a bunch of front runners. We only get pressure against the bottom of the barrel offensive lines. No pass rush on Thursday night against a Packers O-line that was down two starters up front. Until this pass rush does it against a good group, they're a bunch of front runners to me.
So what I noticed, and you play football, so you know what I'm talking about. When a quarterback has, like you said, less than over 2.5 seconds, and he's holding the ball, if the initial pass rush is getting home, like it's pressing the pocket, probably the nose or the three tech.
Mm-hmm.
If one of them gets there, it's going to funnel it to the next guy
right. That
is moving up the field. And what's happening versus our defense, versus the Packers and versus the Falcons, he's able to get rid of the ball so quickly because we're in man so much. And the receivers are wide open because they're running rub routes on us, or we're just getting beat off the ball and with a seam route or seven routes, we shouldn't be getting beat that quickly. And man, if we zone it up and we zone it up correctly, that the problem I have, I'm gonna say this while I talk about that, is this happens. The fixing of this happens in team, it happens in individual, it happens in team one on ones, it happens in film. This is why I'm questioning Joe Witt, because I don't understand why our corners and our safeties are not working out of their back pedal. They're not turning to the hips. They're not fighting through the outside shoulder to take away the bubble of a receiver's opportunity to catch the ball. They're opening up right away, and they're giving a receiver an opportunity to get inside or to get over top, get on top of them, and now they don't have any position to get in phase and attack the football. So when we're in man and that's happening, that's putting us in a bad situation. Now, our pass rush is not going to get there because that quarterback is getting rid of the ball super quick.
But here's the thing, man. I think it's an alignment issue too, Vicky. We got to go. There's a couple other guys to get to, but I'll answer this on the other side. I think Vic said a lot, and if you're not an astute football mind, some of that may go over your brain. My biggest issue that I have with the secondary right now, one, I don't know of what they're learning in the classroom. Clearly, it's not translating onto the field. I don't know if something needs to be simplified, because when you're busting coverages at this rate, I think simplifying it is the first thing that people are going to say. But I also go to this with your Joe Witt. You kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. You call zone, they busted a bunch of coverages. You call man, you don't have to pass rush to get there in time. My big thing is I don't like how much cushion they are giving wide receivers and how far they're playing off the line of scrimmage. My only big gripe with what they're doing from a schematic standpoint, the other stuff I just think is poor execution. KB is in Stafford. Wants to chime in. What's up, KB?
Hello.
What's up, KB? How you doing, man?
Hey, look, you kind of stole my thunder when you talked about the offense being on the field.
Yeah.
But with Jaden and the offense,
yeah,
a lot of that is going to depend on what the defense is allowing to happen to them.
Yes.
If they get behind a touchdown or two, and Jaden's got to throw the ball on.
But hold on,
play,
real quick, KB, and I'll let you continue. This is my problem. Running the football, it's not something to put on T-shirts. It's not something you poke your chest out and brag about. It's a lifestyle choice. I don't give a damn. If I'm down 14-0, I'm not getting out of my running game if that's what I'm trying to establish for the day. Cliff gets away from the run game too quickly. You got to be more gangster. That's what I call it.
And you're right about that. But, okay, how far do you let it go? Now, you're in the third quarter. You're down 14 points.
I get that.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
The run game goes away. You got to put the ball in the air.
Yeah, I hear that.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying. Because the defense, you know, it looks like they can't stop anybody, actually.
Yeah,
but
I know.
all of that is and when you run the ball,
yeah.
What I didn't like about the Green Bay game was he kept Jaden in that RPO, shotgun, whatever you want to call it, and he never put him under center.
Yeah.
The way you attack a fast defense is you get him under center, run the ball from under center, so now your play action will become more effective. You run at a fast defense. You don't run away from them. You don't throw those little bubble screens or whatever they were throwing, the 5-yard outs and all that garbage. A fast defense, you got to run right at them, and you got to run at them.
Punch
them
in the mouth,
center.
Man. Yes.
From under center. When you got a fast defense, get away from that RPO stuff.
KB, have you noticed this? Have you noticed this? I think, and I have to go look at the splits, and it's 2-game sample size for each dude. They were under center a little bit more with Marcus. I wonder if that trend continues with Jaden, because I did see them go under center a couple of different times against Atlanta.
And correct. Because now when you get under center, guess what? In the Green Bay game, the linebackers were 7-8 yards off the ball because he was back there in the RPO, shotgun, whatever they call it these days, and they were standing in the passing lane. And they never – but, of course, they were getting pressure with four. But if he had been under center, now you get those linebackers, they're going to come up when he goes under center because they got to protect the run.
I totally agree.
And then that's when play action is more effective from under center.
For sure. And I think, like I continue to say, running the football is a lifestyle choice, man. You don't get away from the run because you're down 10-0. And it's a question I had with Cliff last year. It's a question I asked immediately following the Green Bay Packer game, a game in which you were never down by more than two possessions. You cannot get away from running the football. It has too much of an impact on this football team. And based on the way this offense is constructed, the way this roster is constructed, they are not capable of playing from behind the sticks. So that's the other important thing for me as well, the non-negotiable for this Washington offense. And to me, the easiest way to stay ahead of the sticks with this group, when you're running the football at the clip that this group is, second in the NFL in terms of rush yards per play, second in the NFL in terms of rushing yards per game, you got to stick with it. 1-800-636-1067 is next. Excuse me, 1067 is the number. When we come back, we'll take a look at some NFL power rankings. Where are the Commanders listed on your favorite NFL sites through 4 weeks? That is next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Fred Smoot going to join us before we get out of here. I wanted to take a spin around the NFL, look at some power rankings. Since we're 4 weeks into the season, I do also think it's time to start determining whether or not teams are contenders or pretenders. I honestly don't know how to feel with this because I'm a fan first. I always say that. I try to be as objective as possible. I'm never really super biased when it comes to this group. But when it comes to where they're listed in power rankings across the NFL, I am kind of mystified by where they're ranked. It made me scratch my head a little bit, but when you add context to it, it actually makes a whole bunch of sense. So I'm going to look at four different outlets. The Athletic, YahooSports.com, ESPN.com, and NFL.com. Of those four outlets, the highest ranking that Washington received was 11th. I know what you all are probably thinking. 11th? That's great. We're 4 weeks into the season. They've been without Jayden Daniels for 2 weeks. You're probably going to be without Terry McLaurin for the second consecutive week, and they're ranked 11th via NFL.com. That's because Eric Edholm, our pal at NFL.com that does these rankings, he's being very, very generous, to me at least, in terms of where Washington ranks. He's got them ranked 11th, and he has this as the reason. The Commanders were not great offensively in Atlanta without Jayden and Terry, but they still put up 27 points. This defense did not hold up its end of the bargain, allowing 10 plays of 15 yards or longer. Six of those came in the second half while Washington was trying to claw back. So the Commanders are now 0-2 away from home with three of the next four games on the road. They need to be better. Even based on the way the last part of that is written, they need to be better. I think there is this consensus across the National Football League that, yes, Washington is dealing with some pretty seismic issues on the defensive side of the football. Their pass rush doesn't get home consistently. Their busting coverage is all over the place. And in man-to-man coverage, I just don't know if they have the horses to play as much man as they want to, if I'm being honest about it. So the main issue with this group right now is the defense. I think the power rankings get that. I think that we get that here locally. But they come in ranked 11th on NFL.com. ESPN.com has the Washington Commanders ranked as the 16th best team in the National Football League. Meaning, in a nutshell, they don't think they're a playoff team. Seven teams from each conference make it. That's 14 teams. They've got Washington ranked 16th. Where do they have them ranked amongst the teams in the NFC? Let's just see. Washington's ranked 16th. The teams that they are ranked below, the 1-3 Ravens, the 3-1 Jaguars, the 2-2 Broncos, the 3-1 Niners, the 3-1 Steelers, the 3-1 Colts, 3-1 Seahawks. And that's probably as high as I could even make an argument for. I don't think they're better than the Packers. But Seattle's a team you're going to get to see. Indianapolis, I think, is actually a little bit more legit than people are giving them credit for. The Steelers, their defense to me is what's their problem. They got a minus 2-point differential. Steelers have been outscored by 2 points, yet have a record of 3-1. So do with that what you may. They're not running the ball well. They're not stopping the run well. And it's just real un-Steeler-like right now up in Latrobe. But they're 3-1, so they're ahead of Washington. But I can make the case. Like, if Washington and Pittsburgh locked horns this weekend, as currently constructed, I think Pittsburgh will probably be the favorite, but it's only a slight favorite. San Fran, another team dealing with injuries, just like Washington is. They're ranked 12th. Washington's ranked 16th. If the Commanders and the Niners played today, I would pick Washington. So I say all that to say this. Don't get too caught up in the power rankings, but there are some things about it that make sense. Let's look at the teams Washington's ranked ahead. Minnesota, don't think there's any doubt they're better than them. Cardinals, don't think there's any doubt they're better than them. Atlanta, that's an interesting one. I think Atlanta just showed you just how good they actually are. The Chicago Bears, a team you're going to have to see in a couple of weeks on Monday Night Football. We were actually kicking this one around in studio earlier today. If you had to inject me with truth serum, Doc Walker's now, if the Commanders and Bears were playing this Monday night, knowing the way Washington's looked defensively, how could I pick them? How could I pick them? ESPN.com's got Washington ranked as the 16th best team in the NFL. YahooSports.com, a outlet that, honestly, I put a whole lot of stock into. They do a good job. They're super open and objective when it comes to how they view the National Football League. They've got Washington ranked as the 16th best team in the NFL as well. And what they wrote about Washington relative to this weekend was interesting. The culprit was the defense that gave up 435 yards to a team that was shut out by the Panthers. The offense, clearly not to be blamed for what happened on Sunday. Then they call week 5 against the Chargers coming up Sunday. They call that a pivot point in their season. And we had just brought this up. I agree. I do think Sunday against the Chargers is a pivot point in this season, because once you fall under 500, it begins to get late pretty early. 3 out of your next 4 games are on the road at L.A., home for the Bears, but then you're at Dallas and you're at Kansas City on Monday night. Based on the way Washington looked last weekend against Atlanta, if they lost all 4 of those games, would you be stunned? See, to me, and I know Jaden Daniels is expected to turn water into wine. I get it. But like we continue to reiterate, I think the callers have done a really nice job of continuing to push this point home. Jaden Daniels doesn't play defense. And until this group can consistently stop people, it's going to be hard to pick them to win week in and week out. I do not have a trust in this defense right now. I don't. It's tough, man. It feels like to me when it comes to Washington's defense, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to ask, Metal Chris, let me ask you this question. I'll ask our guy Metal Chris, our resident truth teller here on Overtime.
All right, what's up?
No context question. In life, when there is someone that clearly performs well against inferior opponents, let me not say opponents. If there is someone in life that continuously picks on the smaller cats and takes advantage of the weaker groups of people in the world, and then that same person, when it's time to step up and have a verbal spat or to challenge someone that's got some macho and some machismo and they tuck their tail between their legs every time, what would you call that person?
It's like a bully.
It's a bully.
Yeah.
But would you describe the Commanders as a bully?
No.
Because when they faced inferior opponents, when they faced bottom five offensive lines in the NFL, the Giants, the Raiders, this D-line, this pass rush has absolutely teed off. And their two losses, both on the road, against Green Bay on Thursday night and against Atlanta this past weekend, the pass rush was non-existent. I don't know if I call it a bully. I don't want to use the five-letter word that starts with a P either. I don't know what to call the Commanders' defense right now. Seriously.
Inconsistent is probably the word you're looking for.
A lot more than five letters. I'll tell you that. And inconsistent. Yeah, fair way to describe it. YahooSports.com referred to this weekend as a pivot point for the Commanders. I think it's a pivot point for this Commanders' defense as well. Because if you go out again, get embarrassed defensively the way you did on Sunday, I'm not going to be able to come up here and defend you, Joe Witt. The people are going to tell me I'm ludicrous. I'm going to lose credibility the longer I continue to defend Joe Witt and this Commanders defense, which is why I am pleading for them on Sunday, show up. Be who I know you can be. Please. Because if you don't, well, you know the old saying. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back because we'll be short on the other side of the break. Time for a fresh installment, an L Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the National Football League. I'll bring you that next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up the 10 o'clock in the 9 o'clock hour. Our pal Fred Smoot, mouth of the South, from a Redskins corner, going to join the program. We get his thoughts on what it is and what it ain't when it comes to this struggling Washington Commanders secondary. Right now, though, you know what time it is. You know what time it is. Me and the committee. There we go. You know what time it is, though, baby. Me and the committee up late last night burning the midnight oil, trying to figure out who do we put in the Super Six pack? Who's almost but not good enough? Who's number six? Who's number five, four, three, two, and one? We'll start with the almost but not good enough. Two teams in the AFC and one in the NFC. Almost but not good enough. A team that I used to refer to as the BOTDs, the benefit of the doubts, Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. When you've gone to seven consecutive AFC championship games, you get the benefit of the doubt from your boy. A statement win this past weekend from the Kansas City Chiefs, putting belt to ass of the Baltimore Ravens in smashing style. They're trending in the right direction. They got a massive showdown coming up on Monday night against the Jacksonville Jaguars. But for right now, they're almost a Super Six Pack team, but not good enough. The second AFC team, Metal Chris, you're going to love this analogy. He used to go by Danny Dimes. They're now calling him Indiana Jones. Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts. Yes, I know they lost their first real test of the season Sunday against the Rams, but if you watched at Nate Mitchell, if he could just hold on to the football, they would have won. Daniel Jones, if he didn't turn the football over, they would have won. It was a slobber knocker. One of the best games of the weekend, Rams and Colts this past weekend. I believe in that Colts defense led by Zaire Franklin. I know their secondary's got some injury woes. Leyte Latu is getting to the quarterback as well as anybody right now in football. The Colts are for real, man. They're just not for real enough to make the Super Six Pack officially. But it's a tough list to crack, people. The last almost but not good enough team is actually in the NFC, and they're on the Washington Commanders schedule coming up real, real soon. And we're going to be wearing some sweet uniforms when we play this group. Sam Darnold and the Seattle Seahawks, stand up. Play well this past weekend, man. They were winners on Thursday Night Football to get us started in week number four. And I think that group, man, they know who they are. They aren't suffering from an identity crisis the way that Washington is right now offensively. Clint Kubiak and company, by hook or by crook, through hell or high water, they're going to run the football. Kenneth Walker, Zach Charbonnet, that offensive line moving people. Jackson Smith, the Jigba, getting it done on the perimeter. Torrey Horton getting it done on the perimeter. Cooper Kupp, they've got weapons. Seahawks are going to be a team, right, that I think is going to be a difficult one to be reckoned with come the months of November and December. They're almost but not good enough to make Nell's Super Six Pack. They're on the outside looking in. Let's get to the real list, people. Number six in Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL, Anthony Campanelli. Who? What are you talking about, Linnell? I'm talking about the defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars, a defense that has forced the most turnovers in the National Football League through 4 weeks, and Trevor Lawrence ain't even playing worth a damn, and the Jags are 3-1. You wait until he figures it out. Travis Etienne, Bashaul Tootin, they're getting it done on the ground. Shout out to that Jags offensive line. They're moving people. They coming at number six. As I mentioned, massive, massive showdown for Jacksonville coming up Monday night against the Chiefs. Number five, and Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the National Football League. Coming in at number five, Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks. They're the walking wounded, yet they gave the Philadelphia Eagles everything they could handle this past Sunday. Bucky Irvin went crazy. Defense is getting after people. Emeka Egbuka on the short list of Rookie of the Year frontrunners right now. Their defense, oh, that defense. Fourth in the National Football League in terms of yards allowed per game. Their passing defense right near the top of the NFL. They're ranked 10th in terms of passing yards allowed. Their rushing defense, 5th in the National Football League. Their health is going to be the determining factor. Bucky Irvin was seen on crutches leaving the game on Sunday. Breshad Smith for Kansas City their rookie, is somebody that I wish you can inject into Tampa's lineup because they can need some juice or use some juice rather in the backfield. Seems like Rashad White is going to get a bulk of the work moving forward. But shout out to Todd Bowles and the Bucks. They're playing good football right now. Number four in the Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL, the L.A. Rams. Puka Nacua. Right now, if you had to vote for Offensive Player of the Year, he would be the clear front runner off to a historic clip to start the year, man. This Rams defense, top 10 in the NFL in terms of stopping the run. They're top 10 in terms of stopping the pass. And that bad mamma jamma Matthew Stafford played his carcass off this past Sunday against the L.A. Rams. I was watching his mic'd up for sound clips as I was falling asleep last night. He's fired up. Talking about Matthew Stafford. 29 of 41, three touchdowns this past weekend. Rams are the real deal. Number three in L Super Six Pack, a team that I will admit is very beat up right now. They can use me and Metal Chris in their secondary. Probably not, because we'd get toasted.
I am not fast.
We know. We know. You're not fast, but Cooper DeJean is definitely raising the bar for athletic whites around the National Football League. So we're definitely going to give you some love for that. The Lions, though, the reason I brought up defensive backs, DJ Reed got put on IR. Tarion Arnold is not active and healthy for them right now either. That's the only flaw that I think the Detroit Lions have as they come in at number three in Nell's Super Six Pack. Offensively, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Amon-Ra St. Brown, the whole cast of characters getting her done. Getting her done. Love what they're doing on defense. Aiden Hutchinson's chasing people down. It's great. Aleem McNeil just got activated off of the pup list. So things are trending up for the Lions. It's just that secondary not looking so good. Seriously, though, Lions. Chris.Beresh at Odyssey.com. Linnell.Willingham at Odyssey.com. Just reach out to us. We may be available for you. Number two, Inel Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL. The Buffalo Bills, not much to really tussle over here. Bills have the number one pass defense in football. They're giving up 125.8 yards per contest. The only thing that people are going to say about Buffalo is like, the only thing that people can't say, rather, about Buffalo is they didn't play anybody. When they played the Ravens, their defense looked trash. Coming up here this weekend, who does Buffalo take on this weekend? Metal Chris, if you find it before me, let me know. Bills this weekend taking on the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. That's actually going to be a good one. Patriots are playing good ball right now. I don't know if they're ready for the Bills, though. Bills are a different animal, baby. They come in number two. And then number one, do I even need to spend too much time on this? Until they lose the game, people, I don't care how sexy it looks. I don't care if they're not getting the style points you all want. The Philadelphia Eagles are the best team in the NFL until further notice. That's going to do it, though, for no Super Six Pack. Real quick, 6-1, Jags 6, Bucks 5, Rams 4, Lions 3, Bills 2, Eagles 1. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Top of the 9 o'clock hour here in the nation's capital. Fred Smoot, Mouth of the South, going to join us in this hour. We'll continue the conversation on the Washington Commanders coming up on the other side as well. We'll put the general manager, Adam Peters, under the microscope. A year and 8 months on the job. Let's grade him next. one 800 636 1067 is the number. They can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Taking you up to 10 o'clock here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. Fred Smoot, Mouth of the South, going to join us coming up in about 40 minutes or so. Always love catching up with him. I'm going to let you all hear from the head coach, though, the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. He spoke today before practice, and he gave a pretty gnarly update on who is back for the Washington Commanders. It's cut number one of our guy, Dan Quinn, giving us the latest on who is returning to the practice field for the Burgundy and Gold.
We'll begin today with some good news. Sam Cosmi will begin his 21-day window. He got injured in January, and he has worked his ass off to get back on the field with his teammates, so it'll be great to have him back at practice. Also said I'd give you an update on Jaden. He has been medically cleared by the doctors. He'll practice full today.
That is Dan Quinn announcing that Sam Cosmi's having his 21-day practice window opened as well. and Jaden Daniels as we let you know returning to the practice field as a full participant. So here's the thing real quick, because we talked about Jaden extensively. The Cosme thing, though, is very, very interesting. The Cosme thing is interesting for a multitude of different reasons. First of all, seeing him in the locker room earlier today, I mean, I remember Cosme when he first got here. He was brought in as a tackle. He's now kicked inside the guard. First of all, I don't know how to say this without folks trying to jump at my mention, saying all types of rude things to me. He is chiseled. Sam Cosme was built in a laboratory. Like, he is a freak athlete, honestly. And I mean that when I say that, man, because I know at tackle when they drafted him, I know he was kicked inside, and I think a lot of folks kind of wrote him off after that, but I think he's turned into a pretty damn good guard. Last year down the stretch, we know he was injured. Even before he actually tore his ACL, we know he was dealing with an injury issue, and he didn't play his best. He looks good, man. The lettuce was flowing. He was in the good spirits. I'm excited to see his return to the lineup. Will he play on Sunday? I don't know. I don't know if he plays Sunday. Let me put on my head coaching hat. Coach Willingham, Chris James from Fox 5, would you play Cosme this week? I don't know. Now, you can't say I don't know if you're a coach at a presser. That'd be a terrible answer. But, like, there's things you got to balance here if you are the Washington Commanders, right? You open up the practice window. You've got 21 days, meaning you've got at least two more games to ramp him up. Against the Chargers, I think because of how good they are on defense, you're going to want all hands on deck. So I would think that maybe he gives it a go, but if he doesn't, fans, I would, you know, give this disclaimer. If he is not able to go on Sunday, I don't think it's any sort of red flag, and I think he'll be back sooner rather than later. The fact that they opened up this window, though, as soon as they could, I think says a whole lot about where he is, man. So I am super duper 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 excited about the potential return of one Sam Cosme. Back to Jaden Daniels, because that is what folks care about the most. This was an interesting answer to me from my guy Dan Quinn. He was asked, it's cut number six, Metal Chris. He was asked, what conversations have been like with Jaden Daniels while he has been on the shelf?
It's good that I've known him for, you know, a year and a half now. I think, you know, when you're first getting to know somebody, you're feeling that out, but knowing what his best looks like and also, you know, having trust, you know, in one another to do that. And so I think that's a big piece of it.
Trust. I wanted to play that cut for you because I think if this was this time last year, I wonder if Jaden would be playing this week. Now, I know he received medical clearance, so on and so forth. But, like, if you're Dan Quinn, man, call a spade a spade. He was pushing like hell to play last week. And I think when you know a guy for a year and a half, that conversation, even if it's a difficult one, is a little bit less difficult because you're not dealing with somebody you're just meeting. I think there's a trust. When he talks about trust, I think it's a two-way street. I think they trust Jaden to not put himself in harm's way, fingers crossed. And then I think Jaden trusts them that, hey, look, we ain't putting you out there if we don't think you're right. And I just when you think about what this franchise in particular has dealt with, that is a really, really, really good sign for the organization. I'm going to let you hear more from Dan Quinn coming up on the other side of the break, an eventful Wednesday press conference for the head coach of your Washington Commanders. You'll hear more from Dan Quinn next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.